From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. Little Rock's minor league soccer team, the Rangers, will be taking the field tonight at War Memorial Stadium for the final home game of their inaugural season. The team, which has averaged around 2,000 to 3,000 attendees per game, is made up entirely of amateurs. Most are college players. I recently spoke with the Rangers' founder, president, and general manager, Jonathan Wardlaw. I first asked him what he thought the highlights of the season have been.
The fan interaction. I never would have thought that we would have the support that we've had. It's been really great. I mean, it's more than triple, quadruple what I anticipated would be attending our games. So, you know, obviously, as far as the budget and stuff goes, for next year in particular, it allows for some freedom. You know, we can kind of take some chances on some ideas and stuff like that to make the games even more fun for the fans. You know, halftime activities, stuff like that. So, we're already planning for next year.
Yeah. What new things next year will you be doing?
Well, first thing, we're looking at adding a women's team. Right out of the chute, we had people asking if we were going to do a women's team. And, you know, at first I didn't think that I would do it right away. It's definitely something that was, you know, in the plans. But like I said, I mean, we've had so much support. The way that stuff works, you know, that you get assigned kind of a territory. And so I at least thought that we should go on and try to tie up the territory before someone else comes in and starts a team, because people from out of state will come in and start tying up territories. It's kind of cutthroat business when some of that stuff happens. So we've made enough money to where I could invest in, you know, the franchise fee and all of that stuff for the women's side.
Okay. What have been the biggest challenges so far?
I would say, you know, number one, manpower. We're still basically all volunteers, and you know, we're right there at that tipping point where I feel like I definitely need to hire people to help out with certain duties and stuff like that. But it's one of those things, we're still so new that, you know, I don't know if we're just kind of riding a wave right now of excitement and stuff like that, but once it becomes just kind of an everyday thing, you know, maybe some of our fans will fall off a little bit, you know, or if we start losing, you know, games that we should be winning, things like that. So that scares me to start hiring people and then, you know, a couple of years down the road have to let them go or something like that. You know, that's just the stuff of on the business side that I don't enjoy, but just the struggles of manpower, basically. Struggles with sponsorships, obviously. You know, I always say that growing up, I might have, you know, playing soccer here in Little Rock, I might as well have been, you know, a purple-haired skateboarder. You know, it was about as alternative as skateboarding and BMX and stuff like that was when I was growing up. Now it's become a little bit more mainstream, especially for the, you know, the millennials and below. It's pretty much a normal sport for them. But, you know, I'm 41, so with my age and up, it's still a struggle. And you know, unfortunately right now, my age and up are the ones that are owning all of the businesses and stuff like that we're having to go out and approach for sponsorships. So we're still kind of fighting that battle on, you know, convincing people that this is it's a real deal. And, you know, we're here. We're here to stay.
Jonathan Wardlaw, general manager and president of the Little Rock Rangers, thank you for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is KUAR.